Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, mid-50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, 46, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, isolated rain showers. We'll see highs around 60. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, showers likely in the upper 40s. For Saturday, we'll continue with rain and wind, upper 50s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. It's Thursday. Kansas top health official frustrated with people looking to get around the local stay-at-home orders meant to check the spread of the coronavirus. The number of confirmed cases in the Sunflower State jumped yesterday by about 30 in a single day and approached 130 with three COVID-19-related deaths. State Health Secretary Lee Norman said he expects the number to approach 400 by the end of March, and that makes social distancing and self-isolating important. Governor Laura Kelly said the U.S. government should get their act together and require industries to manufacture medical supplies. Kansas Athletics Incorporated contends in a newly unsealed court filing that it has evidence former football coach David Berry allowed and encouraged NCAA violations while at the University of Kansas. It says those alleged violations have resulted in several hundred thousand dollars in legal fees for Kansas Athletics. Mid-America Network News.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember, the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit aarp.org/broadwatchnetwork to learn more.
Ag producers in Kansas have turned to the Mid-America Ag Network since the 1970s. They know for the information critical to ag production, they can find it right here. You know, there's a lot going on in this crazy world right now, but spring planting is one thing that will go on regardless. Join farm broadcaster Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network as we provide spring planting soil temperatures daily during the planting season. Brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Corn Growers Association. The Dallas Cowboys continue to fill holes on their roster, agreeing to a one-year deal with tight end Blake Bell of the Kansas City Chiefs. The Cowboys lost Jason Witten to the Las Vegas Raiders at the start of free agency after signing Blake Jarwin to a four-year deal worth up to $24 million and needed a blocking tight end. Bell, at 6'6", 252 pounds, fits that mold after starting a career-high seven games last season with the Kansas City Chiefs. The coronavirus's impact on the Kansas economy brings a sharp increase in unemployment claims and a flood of calls to the Kansas Department of Labor from people directly impacted by business closures and job losses. The Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas reports 27,950 Kansans filing for unemployment in the week-long window from March 15th through this past Sunday. For comparison's sake, that number was just shy of 1,300 2 weeks ago versus almost 28,000 2 weeks later. Mid-America Network News.
In these uncertain times, one thing will remain a constant. Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. We're working to keep our communities connected during this pandemic by offering several broadband assistance options. Please call us today at 877-876-1228 to see what's available in your area. Stay safe, keep your distance, but stay connected.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Officials say two more COVID-19 cases have been confirmed in Nebraska, bringing the state total to 68. That announcement last night follows the legislature's approval of an $83.6 million emergency relief package to help public health officials respond to the virus pandemic. Governor Pete Ricketts signed the bill that will provide money for additional medical and cleaning supplies, as well as tests and overtime for state health care workers. Authorities say an 83-year-old woman was fatally injured by an explosion and fire at her rural residence in south central Nebraska. Firefighters from Edison and Oxford put out the fire Friday at the property northeast of Edison, a propane tank suspected of causing the blast and fire.
Someone who bought a lottery ticket at a Lincoln market has won $1 million. The Nebraska Lottery said last night the ticket was bought at Schmick's Market in Lincoln. Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Marshall County Health Department Administrator Sue Rhodes wants to remind residents that while no cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the county, that can change.
As of this time, there are no positive cases in our county. But please keep in mind that this number can change even before this interview airs. The numbers are changing on a daily basis, on an hourly basis.
Rhodes also talked about what you should do if you are showing symptoms.
If you think you're sick, if you have an elevated temp or a cough or congestion, stay home, monitor your symptoms. But if you need medical care, if you feel like you need to talk to your primary physician, call your doctor's offices and explain your symptoms to them, and they will give you instructions on what they want you to do.
You can hear more from Marshall County Health Department Administrator Sue Rhodes as she will be our guest on this weekend's Public Affairs program. Marysville Assistant Police Chief and Public Information Officer for Marshall County, Matt Simpson, says that while no major issues have arose, people still need to comply with social distancing orders.
I think this is frustrating for a lot of people. It's a very ongoing and active concern. The sooner the community can come together, follow the guidelines that are being put in place here locally. Those guidelines are coming down from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and we really just need to get behind those guidelines. And the sooner we do that collectively, the more active we can combat this and get back to a little bit more sense of normalcy.
Residents are still able to be out responsibly. Simpson wants to remind people to shop local and to shop smart.
Many businesses here in Marysville and Marshall County have gone to a carryout service only. We encourage you to really support those small businesses right now. They still need customers, and we want to do that safely for them and safely for you as our community. You're still able to go to the grocery store and get those items you need. We just ask you to be thoughtful about that and be considerate so that we're not taxing our grocery system and taking some of those items away from other people in need. Really just use some common sense. Go out and address this thing collectively with the community in mind, and we can combat this locally.
Many businesses are feeling the effects of the COVID-19 virus. Ellen Barber, the Marshall County Partnership for Growth Economic Director, says not only are there people looking for jobs, there are employers looking as well.
If this pandemic has put your job at risk, the Partnership for Growth wants to remind you of our job site called Hire Here First. It connects local jobs to local residents in order to keep Marshall County employment strong. You'll find full and part-time jobs and even seasonal jobs there that are all local. They range from professional to entry level. There's something for about everybody. Just go to choosemarshallcountyks.com and click on the jobs tab.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Michael W. Murphy, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Mike Murphy. Gerald J. Gertis, age 91, of Lincoln, passed away March 17th. A funeral service is planned June 13th at 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln. Details to follow. The Betheris Mazur and Love Funeral Home of Lincoln in charge of arrangements for Gerald Gertis. Carl Ross Smith, age 85, of Dubois, passed away Tuesday. Private graveside service will be planned at a later date at the Omaha, Nebraska National Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Carl Smith. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken pot pie, Brussels sprouts, cherries, and a cookie. Tomorrow, fish sticks, yams, steamed broccoli, cauliflower, a muffin, and cranberry fluff. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Braddock works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Sandy is cooking up all your favorites for Thursday. Call 562-2322 to order ahead for pickup or curbside. All specials, just $7. Choose from sweet and sour pork or chicken, taco burgers, vegetable beef soup, or her newest taste sensation, the rice noodle and spicy pork Vietnamese bún soup. All at Sandy's Pantry on Thursday. Yum!
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, we have a cold front which is going to turn stationary across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing some cloud cover. Some areas are going to see some rain showers, possible thunderstorms. To the north of this low, we're still going to see some mixed precipitation, rain, and snow showers across the upper parts of the Midwest. This frontal boundary will stay stationary over the next few days. It is associated with a low that will be moving across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. As we head into the weekend, rain showers and thunderstorms into the north and west of the low. We'll see a little bit of some rain and snow mix, as well as some gusty winds. This will move out of our area by the end of the weekend, and we'll finally see some sunshine. Otherwise, temperatures will stay pretty mild. So across the area, cloudy skies for today, mid-50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, isolated rain, cloudy skies at 60 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late March, 56. Record high on this date, 82 in 1991. The average low, 33. And the record low, 7 degrees, set in 1996. Sunset this evening at 7:46. Sunrise in the morning at 7:20.
46 degrees, mild this morning, with a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 26th of March. KNDY News Time 7:16, I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
Baseball's commissioner speaks out, and LeBron James's message of hope to medical professionals on the front lines. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Major League Baseball has been one of the hardest hit sports by the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on the eve of what would have been opening day, Commissioner Rob Manfred told ESPN's Scott Van Pelt he's not so sure the league can realistically play an entire 162-game season given the current circumstances.
We need to be creative in terms of what the schedule looks like, what the postseason format looks like. You know, obviously, our fans love a 162-game season. We're probably not going to be able to do that this year. I think that's clear.
The league is hopeful the season will begin in mid-May. ESPN's Ed Werder reports the Dallas Cowboys have resumed negotiations with quarterback Dak Prescott on a long-term deal.
I assume that he would be willing, if all else fails, to play for one season for whatever the cap number, the franchise tag number is, and right now it's $26.8 million.
Prescott has yet to sign the team's franchise tag, around $33 million. This is ABC Sports. More Olympic hopefuls are reacting to the International Olympic Committee's decision to postpone this summer's games in Tokyo to 2021. U.S. swimmer and five-time gold medalist Katie Ledecky.
We could kind of see it coming over the last few days, and I'm glad that they made the call now rather than further down the road so that we can all stay inside and do our part to stop the spread and have a meet in Olympics in about a year's time.
Stars across the sports world are taking to social media to offer their support to medical professionals on the front lines of the pandemic, including LeBron James on Facebook.
I just want to say thank you once again. Like I said, do not think for one second that you guys are not recognized, that you guys are going unnoticed. The time and the commitment that you guys are putting in is truly commendable and remarkable at the same time. So God bless you guys, and can't wait to see you guys again.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The $2 trillion stimulus package includes billions of dollars for U.S. agriculture. Quick analysis shows agriculture set to receive $49 billion of that $14 billion provided to USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation, $15.8 billion provided to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Meanwhile, $9.5 billion provided to the Office of the Secretary for Livestock and Specialty Crops, $8.5 billion provided for child nutrition programs. Additionally, funding includes $450 million for commodity assistance, $100 million for broadband grants, and $25 million for distance learning and telemedicine efforts. This agreement also opens the door for a potential third round of market facilitation payments through the Commodity Credit Corporation, originally created to help farmers as the Trump administration carries out the trade agenda. Funding an additional round of payments through the program is a request from many groups in agriculture. A guide by the National Corn Growers offering tips to manage COVID-19 on the farm. Farmers are preparing for spring planting. That means activity levels increasing on the farm for things like field prep and on-farm deliveries. Corn growers say limited interactions and exposure a good idea to limit exposure and risks related to COVID-19. Is it a critical practice for biosecurity for your family, employees, the public, as well as your animals? The Corn Growers recommends farmers identify and coordinate a drop-off location for supply deliveries to the farm. If possible, set this up away from high traffic areas and housing. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spack, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Before we get to this morning's overnight session, we'll take a look at yesterday's finish as corn closes with gains. The soy market was mixed and mostly lower. Wednesday wheat closes higher and the cotton again saw some gains for yesterday. The April live cattle extended the gains by another 230, but June and August closed with losses respectively. The feeder cattle futures were also mixed with near expiration March feeders, $1.85 at the close. The feeder cattle index was 521 higher to 123.44. Wholesale box beef prices were lower yesterday. The choice boxes were $1 lower, and select boxes were down by 239 as the choice select spread moves to 1221. The hog market was also mostly lower yesterday. Taking a look at this morning's overnight session, we'll start with the grains. May corn currently down 3 at 345.5. July down 2 at 351.5. And it's a mostly lower theme from there on as well, as May Kansas City wheat currently down 4.5 at 496.5. July selling at $5.25. That is down the same 4.5 mark. Soybeans also in the red, down 5.25 at 876.25. July drops a nickel at 879.75. Soybean meal and soy oil also drops just a bit this morning, and May cotton in the red down 64 points at 52.80. Looking briefly now through the energy complex, mixed numbers this morning, but crude oil is in the red, down 62 at 23.88. Unleaded gas tax on a penny at 55 cents a gallon. Heating oil is down a cent at 107, and natural gas is fractionally lower at 165. April gold drops 30 cents at 16.33.10, but slight gains from there on. March silver at 14.83, that's a bit lower, as May's down 15 at 14.72, and the dollar index down 88 at 111. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spack, with your latest market update and all market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Back in 2009, Big Iron Auction was started, and it revolutionized the way that farm equipment is sold online. We'll hear more from Mark Stock, one of the founders of Big Iron Auction, after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Imagine getting a phone call from a stranger who wants to buy your piece of farm equipment. Somebody who has never been to your farm, but somebody who has seen your equipment online. That, in a really small nutshell, is how it all works for Big Iron Auctions. Mark Stock is one of the founders of BigIron.com. He says once the local representatives come out and take photos and video of your equipment and stage it really nicely so it looks great on the internet, it goes on sale. And by the way, that's about a 5-week process. It goes on sale and your phone will likely begin to ring.
Because we always publish the owner's name and their phone number with every item that's on our site. That's why buyers love it so much. We don't penalize them for bidding with a buyer's fee. There's no buyer's premiums on our website. We publish the owner's name and their phone number. We provide a lot of pictures, a lot of detailed descriptions, and a video. And we have a transparent bid history so they can look at the bid history to show where the bids are coming from all across the country. The item then is put on our website for bidding for 3 weeks. And then on the day that the bidding ends, anybody that submits a bid within the last 5 minutes of the scheduled closing time, it will extend that bid to allow any co-bidders to bid back and forth. So the item sells only after nobody has increased the bid for 5 full minutes. That's the way our system works. That's the way people really like it. We get calls all the time that they love the platform. They love the transparency. They love the legitimacy. And you then, as the seller, get your check in the mail a couple weeks after that item sells, and all is good. The buyer easily, once they become the high winning bidder, they'll get an invoice emailed to them. They make payment arrangements within a 48-hour period. They get emailed an invoice with a special code on it that will match the code that the seller gets. That way, when they show up, they verify that information, and they take possession of that piece of machinery.
Mark Stock of BigIron.com. And by the way, they don't just sell Big Iron at BigIron.com. We'll talk about the land sales portion of the business tomorrow. Back after this.
Try all the fad diets and nutritional tweaks you want, but leave your pet out of it.
Thank you for listening to Farming America. I hope you are staying safe and virus-free wherever you are. Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Expecting some 1,200 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 14 black steers and heifers weighing 425 to 550, 45 black and red steers, 4.5 to 550, 40 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 6, 30 weighing 4.5 to 6, 17 at 4.5 to 6, and 11 weighing 4.5 to 6. 47 black steers, 4.5 to 6, 93 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 750, 20 weighing in at 475 to 6, another 20 at 475 to 6, 50 black and baldy steers and heifers, 475 to 6. 70 black and black baldy steers and heifers, 475 to 650. 25 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 100 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 20 weighing at 5 to 650. A lot of 40 at 5 to 650. 25 weighing in at 5 to 7. Another 10 at 5 to 7. 15 Hereford steers weigh 5.5 to 6. 50 black and white face steers, 575 to 6 and a quarter. 40 black and red steers, 6 to 8. 21 black and baldy steers, never 6 to 8. 35 black heifers, 650 to 8. 45 black steers, never 7 to 8. 20 weighing in at 750 to 8 and a quarter. 8 black heifers, 775 to 8. 16 weighing in at 8 to 850. 50 black and red heifers, 8 to 8.5. 100 black and Charlotte Cross steers and heifers, 8 to 950. 60 black and red yearling steers, 875 to 9. 120 black yearling steers, 875 to 9. And 30 black steers weigh 9 to 950. A reminder that only buyers will be allowed in the stands, no children allowed at the sale barn. They will have staff to unload your cattle on sale days Thursday and are accepting consignments with consignments for the sales continuing Thursday is at Marysville Livestock. 729 from KNDY, 46 with a north-northeast wind 10 to 15 this morning. Middle 50s, can't rule out a passing shower or two along the way today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports for Thursday. After winning the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs, free agent tight end Blake Bell is heading to the Dallas Cowboys. According to the Dallas Morning News yesterday, Bell signed a one-year, $1.7 million contract with $450,000 guaranteed. Bell was used primarily as a blocking tight end with the Chiefs, but with Jason Witten leaving Dallas for the Las Vegas Raiders, Bell could see an increased role with the Cowboys. During his five-year career, he's recorded 38 receptions for 424 yards. Also, Cartier Diarra, K-State guard, is entering the transfer portal, according to sources. Diarra started 27 of 32 games for the Wildcats last year, averaging 13.3 points per game. And if you missed it,
they agreed to postpone the Olympics to a date beyond 2020, but no later than the summer of 2021
due to the coronavirus. Mid-America Network Sports.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Everyone knows Prairie Bend Casino and Resort gives you more ways to play, like more adrenaline-pumping action at our table games and slots, more delicious ways to indulge at the award-winning Three Fires Steakhouse, more ways to relax in our luxury hotel and soothing courtyard hot tubs, and more bragging rights to earn at Firekeeper Golf Course. Yes, Prairie Bend Casino gives you more ways to play and more reasons to stay. Prairie Bend Casino and
Resort. Try all the fad diets and nutritional tweaks you want, but leave your pet out of it. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 26th, the 86th day of the year. Singers Diana Ross and Steven Tyler are sharing a birthday. A recent spike in cases of heart failure in dogs has animal experts warning us not to force our pets into fad diets. The culprit appears to be so-called grain-free foods that lack nutrients necessary for canine health. They recommend only foods that have been formulated and tested for pet nutrition. Veterinarians say it's more evidence that we may be going too far in humanizing animals. Holistic healing, fad diets, and other junk science trends may make us feel good, but they could do real harm to our furry friends. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about animals and nature, check out almanac.com.
KNDY.
It's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you. Heading out or hanging in, movie on the couch or a hillbilly band. Girl, it's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you. I don't care what we do, what we don't, girl. I'm just freaking digging living in your world. You got the heart I gotta get next to. Just to spend all them dead presidents. Yeah, it's all about you. Girl, it's all about you. All my buddies giving me lip, saying that their boy's just a little bit whipped. Well, maybe that's true, 'cause it's all about you.